10.8 Part 2
The next recent theory I'm interested in comes from the film director Bruce Robinson, who wrote a book in 2016 called They All Love Jack. What can you tell us about it?
Bruce Robinson is convinced that Jack the Ripper was in fact Michael Maybrick, the brother of one of the original suspects, James Maybrick. He thinks that the style of the murders indicates that there was a connection with the Freemasons, which both brothers were.
What did Michael do?
He was a popular singer and composer of songs at the time, and Robinson thinks that the Ripper's letters are similar in style to some of his songs, and the fact that they were posted from so many different parts of the UK makes sense because Michael was on tour at the time. Robinson thinks he was a psychopath and was responsible for at least 16 more murders that took place in England later. He even thinks that Michael went on to murder his brother James.
But he was never arrested, was he?
No, he wasn't. However, Bruce thinks that by 1893, the police had begun to suspect him. But because many of the police themselves were Freemasons, they allowed him to escape to the Isle of Wight, where he lived for the rest of his life.
And what do you think?
I think the book is well researched, but I don't really believe his conspiracy theory, that the police knew it was Michael and let him get away. I think the reason the Ripper was never caught was because the police were incompetent, not corrupt.